When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. I'm John-Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. Later in the program, Scott Abraham from ABC7 joins us as we talk Commanders Giants. Gravis Vasquez, former Terps legend, joins us in studio. He's doing work for Monumental Sports, but joining us right now is John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He is brought to you by Golfdom, where they can custom fit you for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Hey, John.
Morning, fellas. How's everybody?
Doing well.
Doing great.
How was your Halloween?
It was good. It was very active, actually, here in our new neighborhood. A lot of kids.
Good.
Fortunately, we had a lot of candy, and it was cool. How about you guys?
Yep. Pretty active on my street.
I was a little disappointed in my turnout in my neighborhood, but you know, it is what it is.
You won't like my answer, John. I skipped it. I went to dinner.
Bickle doesn't care about Halloween. He actually hates it.
I don't like
you
it.
You know, you're not, Eric, you and I rarely agree, but I sort of agree with you on that.
Right.
Not shocked. I will say, your kids are grown now, but when your kids are little, Halloween's kind of a
sure,
big deal.
It's cute. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Jane went trick-or-treating last night, probably for the last time. She just turned 14. Mm-hmm. And obviously my older kids don't trick-or-treat anymore. But Danny was really into it. He went out and bought all the candy and got everything set up. So that was cool. That was cool. My attitude towards holidays is if you like them, you like them. If you don't, you don't.
Right. Exactly. Whatever floats your boat.
Did you like the World Series?
What about the World Series?
Did you like the World Series, speaking of things you like?
Yeah, I loved what Freddie Freeman did. I just loved it. I mean, the guy's had a really tough summer, obviously, with his son's health. He's always been a good guy when he was in Atlanta and now in L.A. I was delighted to see him have the run that he had. I didn't really care who won. I'm not a fan or a non-fan of either of those teams. So I just sort of watched it, you know, as an observer, and it was fine. I would have preferred 7 games, and whoever wins, but you can't always get what you want, especially in sports.
So, John, you're a Mets guy, but you don't have animosity yep. towards the Yankees?
No, I don't. I never really did. When I was a kid, I went to Yankee games when the Mets weren't in town, because in those days they alternated. You know, when the Mets were in town, the Yankees were out and vice versa. And then I really kind of pulled for the Yankees for a number of years when Joe Torre was the manager, because I liked Torre so much. And Bobby Valentine was managing the Mets at that point. So there was a real contrast in how I felt about the managers. But no, I've never had any. And I like Aaron Boone. I do like Aaron Boone. I think he is a good manager. He gets, you know, the way it is in New York, if you don't win, you get criticized, and he may get fired, which I think would be a mistake. But no, I have nothing against the Yankees. But I did say after game one, I said to some friends of mine the next day, this is one morning when I'm really glad I'm a Mets fan, because I didn't have to suffer through that game.
Man, the way they they lost that game, had blowing a 5-run lead, and the two,
the last game, yeah,
yeah, the game
yeah,
five.
I mean, and that fifth inning, as just as a baseball fan, that right. fifth inning was painful to watch. The way they melted down there, and that turned out to cost them in the end.
I mean, Aaron Judge didn't have an error all year, and then
and he made on the most routine fly ball you've ever seen.
And Volpe won a Gold Glove last year, and he's a finalist this year. He might win another one, and he has a bad throw. It's like a 20-foot throw. I mean, can't make that stuff up.
Too much. Yeah. No, you're right. It was, like I said, it was stunning to watch. Because mm-hmm. you don't expect any major league team, much less one in the World Series, to have that sort of inning. And I that was another moment when I shook my head, because if the Mets had been in that position, I'd have been thrilled. But if the Mets had done that, I'd have been, you know, jumping off the walls.
You have any thoughts on Costas as his last call with Major League Baseball?
I have a lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of Costas, both professionally and personally. He's mm-hmm. always been great to me on a personal level. I just think he's the best. And in fact, I sort of regret now, because during the playoffs when he was doing the games on TBS, I meant to write him a note and just say, hey, Bob, it's just so good to hear you doing play-by-play. Because he's still the best.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he hasn't. It's not like he's lost a step. I have not spoken to him. I will speak to him, and I'm guessing he just doesn't want to do the travel anymore. No, that's a loss. That's a loss for baseball to not have Bob Costas doing baseball games play-by-play, because, like I said, I mean, he's great at what he does. I mean, remember, he had a late-night show for years that was not a sports show. He was a great interviewer. He never backed down from anybody. He did the Olympics I don't know how many times as the anchor. I actually worked with him in 1988 when I was working for NBC in Seoul. I was a Seoul searcher because I was supposed to be doing reporting on John Thompson's basketball team. I'm just, like I said, I feel sad this morning about it. I'm a fan.
Sticking with baseball, Juan Soto said he's open to going to all 30 Major League Baseball right. teams, but we know that there's probably only a handful of teams that can compete
that kind of
for Juan Soto.
Right.
If you had to guess, where do you think he ends up?
I don't know. I mean, he's a Scott Boras client, so you know he's going to go wherever the money is. It's not going to matter, like, you know, the tradition of the Yankees or coming back here to Washington or something like that. He's going to go wherever the money is. It'll probably take a while because Boras will keep holding out for more money. Boras is he's the devil to me. And it's a perfect example of everything that is wrong with sports. You saw what he did to several of his clients this past season. But I would guess that it's going to be a big market. You know, somebody said yesterday, well, what if he ends up with the Kansas City Royals? Well, great, but he's not going to.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees would still, to me, be the favorites.
Over the Mets?
Over
the Mets?
Yes, because after losing the World Series, they sort of have to say something to their fans about, okay, we're going to do everything we can to win next year. The Mets certainly have the money. There's no question, and they've got a good team. It's not like he'd be going to play for a team that's going to win 75 or 80 games. And it could become a hell of a bidding war between those two. L.A. to me would still be a possibility. Imagine adding Soto to that team.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm guessing. I'm guessing just like you guys are.
Yeah. My Long Island guys, they swear the Mets are going to, they've been saying for a year, they're going to get him. Nobody, they call him Uncle Steve.
You think they're plugged
like,
in?
No, they're just like, nobody's going to outbid Uncle Steve.
Right.
Well,
he does
see.
Have deep pockets.
Long, as a guy who considers himself a semi-Long Island guy.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'd love to see it, but I think there's a little bit of bias in those thoughts.
Also, wouldn't you love to have Scott as your literary agent?
Oh, God, no.
Really?
I don't want to be in the same room with Scott at any point. In fact, you guys may or may not remember this, but he misspoke several years ago during the whole controversy over I'm blocking on the name of the Steven Strasburg. Mm-hmm. And he said to Mike Wise, who was then writing a column for the Post, mm-hmm. quote, when Rizzo and I were putting this team together,
mm-hmm.
and we got Boris to come on our radio show at that point, and Boris thought it was going to be another, you know, suck up thing. And I said, and I read him back the quote, and he said, well, I never said that. I said, well, Mike Wise told me he had you on tape saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I was quoted out of context, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, how were you quoted out of context, Scott? He said, well, I didn't think this interview was going to be about that. I said, we never said anything about what the interview was going to be about. We said it was going to be about Strasburg. Anyway, it became a whole thing, and he was very angry when he hung up. And I don't know, a couple of years later, Phil Hochberg, who a friend of mine who puts together programs at the Smithsonian, convinced Boris to come in and do a program. And he suggested me as the moderator. And Boris said, absolutely not. And I was flattered. And, of course, since then, I've called him the Cowardly Lion because he doesn't like to answer real questions.
Mm.
He's a bad guy. He's just genuinely a bad guy. Let me put it this way. I've done fine without Scott Boris as my agent.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I could block it out and let him represent me, though. Possibly. Possibly. It's possible.
Your call.
Yeah,
your
right.
call. Each his own.
Right, for sure.
So any thoughts on the Commander-Giant game this week?
Well, you know, it's a classic trap game coming off arguably the greatest finish in the history of the franchise. I don't know what would be number two, to be honest. And honestly, if I were running the Bears, I would have cut that kid, number 29, who was taunting the fans. I can't remember his name.
Tyreek Stevenson.
Yeah.
Stevenson, right.
Yeah.
And I would have seriously considered firing my whole coaching staff. I've never thought that Eberflus was that good a coach anyway. But
well, that's probably going to happen at the end of the year.
Probably.
Well, it will. But, you know, I'd have done it as a gesture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, you know, you got to have a pass rush on both those plays. You can't have a player on your team who does what Stevenson did. You know, I wasn't watching live. I was out to dinner with my daughters. But I was at the Palm in Tyson's, and I heard this huge cheer mm-hmm. come out of the bar, and the last I had known, the Commanders were up 12-0. So I thought, what the hell is that? And I walked in and I saw, you know, the replay, and I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I don't think anybody could. But they always have trouble with the Giants. I mean, they were lucky to beat the Giants the first time around. The Giants are bad. We know that. And the Giants are going to try to go probably get a new coach and a new quarterback next season.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to make sure, interesting to me, because you know I care about Navy a lot more than I care about the Commanders, their coaches have opposite issues this week. Dan Quinn's got to get his team down. He's got to get them back and ready to play and prepare to play, whereas Brian Newberry has to convince his team that they are not the team
mm-hmm.
that showed up last Saturday against Notre Dame because they were awful.
Yes.
You know, as Brian said to me earlier this week, we would have lost to anybody on Saturday, much less Notre Dame. So they sort of have opposite coaching issues to deal with, and it'll be interesting to see how they each deal with them.
John, when the Commanders win a game like that, like you say, maybe the greatest finish in franchise history, and now they've kind of rack up the 6-2 record, and I keep talking about it for the last few weeks, that sometimes, man, you get off to a great start, and they just kind of snowballs for you. It could go the other way, too. You get off to a great start, you start believing yourself. Does it make you think maybe that something special is going on when you win a game like that? You start racking up.
Something special is going on, Eric. There's no doubt about it. You know, like they could have lost that Giants game
mm-hmm.
Way back, what was that, week two?
Week two, yep.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't – but what does special mean? I mean, I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're probably going to win the division. The Eagles are playing better, but I still don't believe in them as a team. But I think that that something special is going. Jaden Daniels is something special. I mean, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
There's not any doubt about that. And there are seasons where things just go your way. I mean, the Mets just had that season. They didn't win, but you know they were in last place late in May, and they ended up in the league championship series. It happens for teams. Navy could still have a special season. Army's having a special season. They're unbeaten. But you know, it's been a long time in this town. And I think it's a little bit harder for people to sort of say, hey, these guys are good, because of the 25-year nightmare that was Dan Snyder. And so I, you know I'm not a fan, but I'm happy for my friends in town who are fans and who care and who – you know, we're jumping for joy on Sunday night. And I'm happy for Mike Wilbon losing that game.
Hey, John, another team on a heater here in D.C., the Capitals, 7-2 through their first nine, and they're actually scoring goals, unlike last season. Ovi's now 37 away from breaking Gretzky's record. So, I mean, we hope the offense would be better, at least through nine games. It clearly is. Yeah. They're like 4.1 goals per game.
Yeah, no, they're playing well. I mean, and they beat the Rangers the other night. The Rangers are a good team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd won some games against, like, the Flyers stink. And I think they beat the Flyers back-to-back
they did.
At one point.
Yep.
Yeah, and that didn't, like, make me go, woo. But, you know, you beat the Rangers in New York. That's a damn good win.
That was here. That was at Cap 1.
That was here.
Yeah, that was here.
I thought that was in New York for some reason. But still a good win.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, last night it's 3-3 after two periods, and then they took over and won 6-3 going away. They're good. They're good. And I think you got to give Brian McClellan a lot of credit because he saw what was wrong last year. They sneaked into the playoffs, and he made moves during the offseason that have clearly improved them. So good for him and good for the whole organization. It's not, you know, it's funny because I was thinking about writing a column about how dysfunctional New York sports are right now. I mean, the Yankees get embarrassed in the World Series. The Mets were good but didn't make it. Both football teams are horrible, although the Jets did win last night against a beaten-up Texans team. But, you know, the Rangers are okay. The Islanders and Devils are not very good. We don't know what's going to happen with the Knicks. The Nets aren't any good. But that's the way D.C. has felt for the last few years, ever since the World Series win in 2019. And now it seems like the town's coming out of it. I mean, the Commanders clearly are good. The Caps are good. The Wizards are going to be bad. But it's nice to see, you know, not as somebody who jumps up and down.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For any of the DC teams, but who has a lot of friends who do.
John, always a pleasure talking to you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. It's November. Hard to believe.
Yep.
It's
flying by.
November 1.
Knocking another one out. All right,
this is John Feinstein, brought to you by the great people over at Golfdom, where they can fit you for the new GT medals from Titleist, the new Apex Irons from Callaway. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis. Get your game and gear. Get it ready for fall golf, which we are in the midst of. Golf and by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.